Jada just said that Will Smith's a bottom. This is the new headline.
What?
Yeah, she's just like, by the way, he bottoms.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just tired.
Because now it's over. Now she's having the moment. This is the, you know, Jada Smith in 5 years will not be remembered.
No, she's the crab in the bucket.
She's riding this train, and as the algorithm, while she's at CAA or whatever, they're like, listen, you're dropping off. We need a new headline. You're still hot, pal. You're still hot. By the way, there's a little bit of shine coming off your head. Sorry, the glare. Sorry, it's the building in your head.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
When's the last time you read the Bible? When's the last time you actually read the Bible?
Oh, I read snippets.
Snippets like the TikTok of Bibles? Yeah. You follow us at TikTok.
All you need is
you can.
You know? You can follow.
Amendment.
What? Nothing. Well, I thought I was distorting.
Are you hot?
The 13th commandment is when they freed the slaves.
You're hot, buddy.
Isn't that right, Jamal?
What's that?
The 13th commandment is when they freed the slaves.
Oh.
That's why 12 was enough. This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with it. Well, that's so mean. That's not in the spirit. You know what?
Thanksgiving.
Music. And we're gonna do a better intro than that.
Thanksgiving is
but
always.
You must
screwed.
Punish me some by leaving over. Me the other one in there.
Some marginalized group is getting screwed with every holiday.
Well, I think the Native Americans. Although I would like to give a special thank you to those ladies who stuck up for me. When that.
Oh, yeah.
They knew what was up. So,
Matt,
listen.
Sack and Sacagawea.
Oh, the thank you's been ruined.
He puts the Pocahontas.
Oh, no.
John Smith.
He puts the bull and Sitting Bull.
Okay, well, that one's right there. Yeah.
Well, that's three. So, I guess. This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges, and I have that Brian Sturges. You can follow me at BrianSturges.com, at BrianSturges on TikTok, and whatnot. Hey, we have Cliff Beach. We have the handsome, thin, model-esque looking Cliff Beach here at Cliff Beach Music. He writes books, he plays music, and he is a little bit. He likes to play with the balls. So we have Tim Hall. Tim Hall Music, you might know him from probably making a living through other people's dreams that will go nowhere. Tim Hall Music.
I'm here for you.
And we'll do a quick one this time.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Cliff, you want to call it? Want to call the music?
Music!
Yeah, that was perfect. You couldn't have done better. You couldn't have done better. Nope. Dude, you're so thin. Like, I'm both jealous and concerned. Like, I don't like it because it's only a reflection into my own eyes and chins.
Yeah, you're looking into a mirror.
Yes. When I look at you, I think I could be you one day.
Anyone can. Transformation's 90 days.
Well, do you have a special announcement? Because this is the Thanksgiving episode, which I totally remembered.
Yep.
But thank God there is a sweater
that's
close
true.
By. So, I think you're brave. But today's Thanksgiving episode, we have, now I'd like to thank the catering department.
Oh, yes.
I hear your fat jokes. I don't know what the fat joke, but I've heard previous fat jokes. Like, he edits them.
And
he boosts the fat joke so that on the playback I can.
You're fat.
Okay, that's not a joke. That's just a mean observation. So
you wear well. You wear well.
Did you say I wail it well? Is that what you just said?
Well.
No, I heard a dig. No, you said you wail it well.
No, you're like a
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. You're a bear daddy.
Hello.
Otter.
Do I have a bear? So am I a bear? Or am I too... does my stomach and hairy chest make me a bear?
I'm a tween twink.
Well,
you're in between.
Not a tween.
I'm on my way to twink down.
Bill Bradley, we're like, what is this new game? What you do is you slide down this pole.
Hairy. I'm too hairy to be a twink.
You're too hairy to be a twink?
Yeah, they're hairless, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
You know, this is a Thanksgiving episode.
Oh,
can we keep it
true.
Family friendly? We don't need to talk about you. I saw somebody commented on one of your posts that you were like a Democrat, and I laughed.
Someone said that?
They were like, this is something only a Democrat would say. And
that's
like,
pretty funny.
Yeah, they're a bunch of left coasters here. But it's Thanksgiving. I'd like to thank both sides.
Oh, yeah, for being there for us.
For you know, I don't know, you had land. We were like, hey, you want some money for something that you're like, I guess we'll take it. And all, but that's not important. It's all about consumerism. It's all about, oh, my God, does that mean Black Friday's tomorrow if it were actually, if this were released on Thanksgiving?
Yes,
oh,
of course.
Yes.
Oh, I got to get your things.
Yes, especially speaking of Black Friday, I saw the newest. No, I was going to say, I saw the new Thanksgiving film, which was like an offshoot of...
Is it a horror movie?
It's a horror movie. But it was an offshoot of that Tarantino film.
It has to
film,
be. You're spending time
Grindhouse.
With your family.
Uh-huh. And Grindhouse, what was that, 2008? They did a trailer for... Eli Roth did a trailer for this movie, who finally just came out. And speaking of which, the premise of it is this massacre that happens at Black Friday. So basically...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
oh.
People... Sometimes you get trampled to death.
Yes, yeah, that is
Black
true.
Friday.
It was over the top, but there was some funny.
But they had a 5% coupon code. They had a UNT.
Yeah.
5% off. You know what?
Clutched in their hands.
Between Thanksgiving
you're
and the
look
day
right.
And January 2nd, the code UNT works for every single website.
Everywhere.
In the United States and oddly North Korea, but there's only two.
Yeah.
But we got them, baby. Yeah. We got them. Kim. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Listen, high and tight.
But have you guys ever seen Kim's Convenience? That sitcom? Asian sitcom?
No.
Have you seen it even recommended to you in your Netflix algorithm?
Well, I have a thing that says you will not want to watch this.
Oh, you have that algorithm?
Yeah, usually it's like February.
Movies
it's like
we don't
February.
Think
like.
Yeah.
I will say, when it comes to all Asian casts, like I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once, but for some reason when Crazy Rich Asians came out, I had no interest in seeing that movie. Not that it wasn't good.
I would see that. I would.
No, I heard it was great. It was never a movie where I was like, I want to watch that. I'm sure it's great. But for some reason, it was like when I saw it, I don't live in like a.
There we go.
No.
Here comes the bullshit.
No. No. It's not that only movie because there was that movie with Eddie Murphy and the hot black chick that came out on Netflix with Jonah Hill. I didn't watch that either. Anything that has to do about like they're
never
from,
heard of it.
Me neither.
I don't remember what it's called. But basically it was about like he was black, she was white. Like those movies don't appeal to me.
Mm.
Like if that's the only issue, or they're like they're rich, they're poor, I've heard it. I've seen those stories. So Crazy Rich Asians is like, oh, your mother in law is crazy and
Israel,
you're not rich enough or good enough for them?
Palestine, Middle East side story. Anyone? Anyone?
I would watch that.
He has big curls.
Yeah, oh boy.
She has a hijab. I don't want to. We'll have AI just write the rest of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the new SAG contract.
I'm glad. The strikes are over.
The strikes are over. Just in time for the holidays. And it's funny because three strikes equal a turkey. Look at that.
That is true.
You know?
It all comes together.
It's all.
I do love the bowling alley.
There it is.
Oh yeah, I've been.
We get it.
I've been bent behind that bowling alley.
Me and Beyonce.
Oh.
Hey, now Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. That seems
forever ago.
I know,
that was
but
a Lemonade album.
But
we're up to like a new documentary.
Doesn't
now.
That? Yeah. Well, I'm an old man, so
is she still putting out music?
Yes. She had a huge.
She's not putting out. No, so
album last year.
So I guess like even when you. That's a lesson about men, not me, of course, and not the men sitting at the table. But even when you're married to Beyonce and you have unlimited Beyonce parts available, and her spirit,
yes,
but like you have, you know, like whatever you're into on Beyonce, she has that. You're married to it, legal channel. No, but you know, like. You know, both of you, you're both equal.
Consensual.
Consensual.
What happened?
Yeah, consensual channel. My wife owns my ass, I'll tell you that. I just said that so she'd feel better.
Oh, good idea.
She hurts me.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
But I'm saying, like, if Beyonce isn't enough and you're like, I need something else, like, don't blame your husband, Ralph. Who's a mechanic for John Deere tractors? Who like you know finger bangs somebody down there at the strip clubs by the airport? Beyonce can't keep a man. Look at you! Look at you!
Take a look at yourself.
Take a look at you now.
It has nothing to do with like getting something better than Beyonce. It has to do with a power move of having somebody who looks up to you and idolizes you, because there's a point where you're both here where you don't idolize each other.
Oh, so you don't think... So Beyonce was... So Jay-Z would come home from a hot day of touring and there wouldn't be like a warm meal, right? It's,
yeah.
It's like a Santana song. The lights are off and the pots
touring.
Are cold or whatever.
Exactly.
You know. Lyrics. The Spanish translation.
Now,
kinda...
whether you're famous or not, I respect Lemonade and the Carter's album and all that,
I'm
but ultimately...
It.
I missed the days where people handled their personal shit to themselves. Mm. What happened in the family stayed in the family.
I hear a Cliff rant coming.
Well, I'm just saying because sometimes
new chapter.
I don't.
Now.
I don't think you want the whole world chiming in to your married life. A marriage is between two people.
Jada just said that Will Smith's a bottom. This is the new headline.
What?
Yeah, she's just like, by the way, he bottoms.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just tired.
Because now it's over. Now she's having the moment. This is the, you know, Jada Smith in 5 years will not be remembered.
No, she's a crab in a bucket.
She's riding this train, and as the algorithm, while she's at CAA or whatever, they're like, listen, you're dropping off. We need a new headline. You're still hot, pal. You're still hot. By the way, there's a little bit of shine coming off your head. Sorry, the
glare.
Sorry, yeah.
Again,
the building in your head.
Again, whatever happened to the marriage, though, whether it breaks up or whatever, don't drag this person down. At the end, just let it go. Like, why are you going to empty this dirty laundry into the atmosphere? Like, what are you? You're only doing it to
revenge.
Knock this person down a peg, and they don't deserve that. Like, if anything, he had been carrying her for a century. You know, I haven't seen her. It's a different world, or whatever the fuck. Whatever she did. Nothing good. No, after Tupac, it was nothing.
Yeah, that was really...
She was
people,
in the Matrix.
She hates that she was in
has
his
shadow
for so long.
Has she been in another movie? Has she been in a project since?
She did Hawthorne.
A Different World?
She did Hawthorne.
Oh, she works at the airport?
And then she ended up cheating with Mark Anthony. And then...
Wait, the...
The singer? With J-Lo? Yes.
Was he with J-Lo?
This is
a very soap opera. What a family.
Yeah, they had twins. Yeah. Before she went back to Ben Affleck. And then...
Jada Smith had... Babe had twins
with
Mark Anthony?
No, J-Lo had twins with Mark Anthony.
Ah.
And then...
Jenny from the block?
From H&R Block. She does taxes now.
Oh,
and
that's
so,
good.
And then later she did Gotham. She was on Gotham.
Jada Smith was?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you, Jada.
Yeah. Looks that's like when she started to get that.
Looks like you're going to be remembered for all the right things.
And I think the last Matrix movie, too.
And then she had that
first
talk
played Neo?
Talk show. Oh, yeah, she was in one of the Matrix series.
Is that the
guy? Matrix series.
Is that the black guy? I hope it was
the
right.
The Matrix series?
No.
Damn it. I thought it was such a good joke.
Yes.
Who's it? Lawrence Fishburne.
Morpheus.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
The funny thing about the Matrix is that those two brothers that produced
cut that out, too. I don't want anybody to see that.
No,
I'm sure that's
embarrassing.
Cut off.
They became trans women.
Who did?
This is true.
Oh, yes.
The Bukowski.
Both of them.
Brothers. Sisters. Bristers.
Careful.
Yeah. Yes.
So did they go back and change the title credits or like what's it done? Did they change their names?
Yes, they did change
their
names.
They did change their first names.
Yeah.
Yes. And they stayed both married to their wives. Crazy story.
Well, what an interesting Thanksgiving. Speaking of Thanksgiving, Tim Hall, do you have any special holiday... New chapter. Do you have any special holiday plans? I'll make a nice easy
for
this week.
Indentation paragraph. Exclamation point.
Yes.
As usual.
How to stuff a turkey with my fist.
Mm.
Comma wife.
Oh, God.
I gave her the old butterball. Am I right? Okay, I'm right. All right.
That's...
I don't have any. I mean, I just have my regular.
Fascinating.
I know,
Tim,
sorry. Guys.
Cliff
sorry.
Beach? Any.
You know, give him a second chance. What was the question? Let him hear it twice.
What, okay.
What
everybody
plans?
Slow down. You ready for this question?
Hey.
On this Thanksgiving episode, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to put together a nice little meal for the family. Thinking of making a blueberry pie.
Oh,
pumpkin
from scratch?
Pie. Yeah.
Crust?
Yeah.
That
I'm
going
to use a butter. Butter crust. So usually I use Crisco, but I'm going to switch over to
nice.
Butter and try that out.
Got to be careful. Don't let your butter get too cold.
You know what you don't hear him talking about?
Or too
seasoning.
Hot.
Yes, you definitely don't. Are you going to tell me that white people be making bland food?
Yes. Yes. What seasoning do you use on your turkey?
Oh, on the turkey? I'm going to use...
Air.
Orange juice.
Febreze.
I have used orange juice
oh,
before.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm going to use the standard.
You know what you need. You know what you need.
Time.
You need a little bit of holiday Grand Marnier. This episode of UNT is not sponsored by Grand Marnier. Go ahead to GrandMarnier.com and no association. And go ahead and put UNT for probably not 5% off. But listen, the holidays... you put this in the cranberries. So I just pour it on the jug, on the can.
Yeah.
But if you make homemade cranberries from scratch, put this in, light on fire. You know,
a nipple's worth. An African nipple's worth.
Am I in focus? If I'm not in focus this episode, I'm going to lose my goddamn fat guy tits. Do you understand me?
Just blew my tits off.
I can't. Is it foggy? Is it blurry? What's happening? Is it the steam?
That's a good question. I'm going to give it a little tap. Just
give it a tap, because I tell you what.
It looks like a little bit.
It's
of
the
fog.
Holidays, and Daddy's been drinking. So, Cliff, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, what is your deal?
Well, the day before Thanksgiving Eve, I'll be having a music and comedy burlesque show with Fire in East Hollywood. Actually,
with Fire?
It's going to be at the same Black Box Theater of an undisclosed location where we had your event.
Oh, so did you call my boy? Like, did you?
Someone called.
Oh, so you're not even associated? That's how small this town is.
So
remember, you know, you don't want to piss off anybody because you never know who will rise to the top.
Yes.
The cream always rises, but often curdles.
I
want
to go to
Toyota.
The Love Museum while I'm over there if I have time. We'll see.
Yes. The what museum?
The Love Museum.
I love that place. Parking? Not great.
Not good.
But
you love the museum.
The hall is beautiful. But parking?
Very great.
But it's exciting. So I'll see my parents and my cousin. I'm not actually doing a huge Thanksgiving since I haven't been eating as much.
You stopped
probably
eating.
Cook something
see,
at home.
He wants to bring in that he's skinny again. You want to go back to how good you look? Huh? Look at him.
But I'm doing a turkey trot this year.
Let's take a moment So like if you died right now, what would be your dead person in the casket face? Right, you died because you thinned out. Because you didn't eat for 30 days. Now you're dead. That's it? Hey, what do you think now? Okay, you're alive. Here's the bell. What do you think about, I have seen in some inner city African-American cultural traditions.
Oh, yes.
That they take perhaps the hobby of the person and like a Matthew Brady photo, they prop the dead person up.
Oh, yeah.
So if that person was into video games, at the funeral, instead of laying in a casket, they have him playing GoldenEye.
Oh, good game.
Or, you know, I probably dated myself there.
I'll bet.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
I've seen it.
So,
I think we've shown some videos.
I think we did.
That we did. Yeah, that's
why?
Right.
What's up?
What's
actually,
up with
Tim,
that?
Go ahead and ask with your black voice.
I have a black voice?
There it is.
No, but yeah.
Is this not a question for you? Should we ask a black man?
No.
Beans and rice.
Yeah, there you go. No, yeah, it's cool. Because basically, just like a New Orleans second line, we try to make funerals joyful and jubilant. It's not about death and sadness. It's about a celebration of life. Chapter and the celebration of life. So, you know, if you die with a prostitute and that's how they pose you.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
He's giving all that advice about dating. And
I thought you said he died with a prostitute. And I was like,
No, but he was banging.
He dined with a prostitute.
Well, not the director. Is that who I'm thinking of? Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels. The black guy on YouTube.
Do you think he, like, they posted him, like, calling a girl fat? He's like, you need to lose weight.
When did he die?
He died having sex with a big woman. That was the whole thing. It was like Gandolfini having a heart attack in Italy eating pasta.
I don't know.
He was banging a big girl in his heart, and man, that was it. His heart, and you know.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Kevin Samuel is.
Which I don't.
He was, he gave advice to young women about how to act and kind of get a man and get their life together.
Yes.
And
I miss it.
Very funny. He's great timing.
Very funny.
Look.
I miss it.
You're going to need to really edit this episode.
No, it's okay.
Heavily.
I was going to say, I miss it. I'm a little old school when it comes to women. And I think there were some things in the past that weren't great.
Leave them for the men, right?
Well, I'm saying when you kick out everything. Well, I was just going to say, it's about gender. I'm all for gender equality, but I like some of the stereotypical gender norms. I don't think we have to get rid of everything, you know, just to make it equal. You know? There's nothing wrong. A man can cook, a woman can cook. That doesn't matter. But it's like, you know, even with dating, like now that I'm back in the pool, getting stuff done, like, who pays? Who initiates sex? Who initiates contact? Like,
okay, first of all, you have to do all those. You're the man. You have to make the first move.
Right.
And, you know,
I'm saying, so
you have to pay
really,
for the bill. Let
exactly.
me tell you what.
So it's not really equal, but I'm saying there was nothing. If you want it to be that way, then just let the norms be the norms. Like, don't buck the system just because you don't like some
of it. Well, it's like, you know, a feminist shouldn't accept alimony, right? If you're truly capable of leading your own life, then why do you need the man's body
for?
Yeah,
and I'm not saying, I'm saying...
That's a Groucho Marx line.
Each couple can decide.
He had some lawsuits. Yeah. Some ladies.
But each couple can decide. But I'm just saying, just because there were some unpleasantness from some men some of the time back in the day, doesn't mean everything we did with chivalry or whatever should just get kicked out. Because the thing is, they want you to be one way, and then you come that way, but then... It's either all or nothing. You either want someone to be chivalrous and take control, or you don't. You can't have two people trying to be the head and take control. If there's a head, there's a neck. It doesn't mean that one is less important. It just means there's a hierarchy.
Well, guys make dumb decisions quickly, so that's why we think we should be in charge, because we're like, I can do anything. I can jump across that bridge in one foul swoop, you know? Yep. Come on, honey.
I'm just saying, it's nothing. I'm just saying, just because some things were bad, don't throw out everything. You know, let some of those good points still carry into the new.
I don't open doors. I don't do none of that.
Know what I
do?
I like it.
Know what I do? Is I send a taxi. I send a checkered cab with a man with pine saw hanging from the windshield.
Oh, nice.
Pick her up. I don't pay you cash. Because this way, yeah. I can't get traced back to.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
You know what I mean? And I have various. I mean, I'm married now. But if I were a scumbag and you could find me online under.
Yeah.
At Dad Taint 74.
Yeah.
Oh, but
ultimately, like, even
you
with,
got that
even,
one, huh?
Even with Thanksgiving,
wasn't
I had a pair guy.
Yeah. Even with Thanksgiving, like, new kids and new traditions, like, these traditions are dying. People don't care about doing big dinners or having
yes.
nights with them.
So, do you actually, now, before, well, let me ask you a question. I got to go two ways. I either got to talk about the food or I got to talk about my holiday tradition.
Ways.
Oh, okay. What's your holiday tradition?
One time.
Well, you know.
I mean, I think everyone has one gay experience, and mine happened yesterday.
Hit me with those fruity pebbles.
Thanks to CB3 Catering, we have some wonderful holiday Thanksgiving thoroughfares.
Why did we want to have two chickens?
So we got chicken.
So
we got
exactly
kettle chicken.
The same?
So
no,
we have. Okay, let's go over.
Baked.
We have our turkey.
They're the same. We have
our turkey cut up.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
We have some cranberry.
Yes.
With some Grand Marnier.
Meow, yep. Meow.
We'll burn it off for Cliffy.
Ah.
We have a chopped salad with apples and grapes. Ooh, look at this, a little roughage, right? And we have some mashed potatoes.
Excellent.
We have some mac and cheese. We have
some chicken gravy.
We have some oregano. We have some more oregano. We have some broccoli cheddar au gratin. And we're going to end it with a delicious, go ahead, show it to there, a wonderful pumpkin pie. And then, and just to give a little chocolate, we have some Les Chauffeurs Farrells. But you know what's crazy?
And we're going to celebrate with our sparkling cider.
Yeah. Would you like the sparkling cider now, or do you want to save it for the celebration of next week's episode, which is our 150th episode of Pure Gold?
Yeah.
If you've missed any of them, don't worry about it. You've missed nothing.
It reminds me of the classic Cinderella story.
Do you want to fire these up now?
Sure.
Well, let's do it.
Tim Hall, when you wake up at midnight with your dick in a pumpkin, you're like, oh, is it midnight already? Cinderella.
Oh, I see. I get you
recall.
Now.
You recall. Yeah.
Yes.
How drunk was he to not remember what she looked like? I got to go take the slipper around and find a foot.
Oh, yeah. That is interesting.
Turned out he's
eyes.
A terrible.
Your dad's all night.
Was he blind?
She's got a forgettable face. I don't know if that's the princess.
Maybe
he was
a foot guy.
He was just, you beat me to it. Yeah, I was like, maybe he's just into sniffing feet.
Yeah.
Quentin, we love your work.
Oh, that was going to be my question about that Thanksgiving movie. Was there a lot of feet involved with it?
It was very over-the-top gory.
Oh, okay.
Like, just over-the-top, silly, slapstick, stupid stuff. And the crazy thing is that Patrick Dempsey, you know, McDreamy was in it.
Diner, right?
That's not right.
That's not right. Okay, sorry. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We love all of you. Thank you for watching. If you made it this far, I don't know why, but thank you. So here's to you people.
Chin chin.
To the people.
with this being Thanksgiving and really the official start of the holidays, right? I mean, November 1st, you can start decorating, but Thanksgiving is the first holiday. Now, for insurance purposes, I've never tried nicotine. I heard it's bad for you.
Yeah, it is bad.
And it can do things, including raising your premium.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I would never say that I do it. Now, I haven't had any nicotine in a year since the last holiday. So I enjoy perhaps smoking a tobacco pipe as an old man mm-hmm. who's into jazz
right.
and women over 60.
Of course.
Cosby and I.
Yeah. And
speaking of mentees. So I used to smoke a pipe and used to smoke a lot more, which is a very, like, you smoke a cigar, you're like, this guy is an a-hole, but you smoke a pipe, people actually like the smell, and they look at you like you're an OC captain. I'm going to light my first holiday pipe of the season. Now, this is not tobacco. There's no nicotine. There's nothing in which you two
like
would prevent this from going out or restricting
so
it.
Bono likes it.
The good people at YouTube know that, you know, it's cool.
But there's no nicotine in it. It's just pure tobacco.
No, it's not tobacco. It's not tobacco because of YouTube.
Oh,
this,
yes.
This is, you know what this is? Delicious potato, it's a potato moss.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I'm actually very excited, and I've been waiting. And I have a particular brand that is my favorite. Now, listen, I want to be honest with you. I smoke the aromatics. Some people that go old school. I've had the old school. You know, what is that stuff? I don't like with the Latakia, the real heavy smoky tobacco, right? So there's two types of pipe tobacco. There's regular and there's aromatic. And aromatic obviously has some sort of spray and added to it. So I like a cherry one. It's very cherry, but
I really
enjoy it. So I haven't had any sort of holiday thing. So I want to go ahead. Now it comes in a pipe. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out, right? I can go ahead, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Listen, I like. It's kind of...
A white man holding up a thing that says cult?
Maybe it's upside down. Maybe it's red.
No, so it's Blood Red Moon Pipe Tobacco by Cult. And it's very flavored, but it is very delicious. And I've tried a lot. It is a great smoke. It is a fruity and precocious.
It's precocious. I like that.
It's like having a can.
That's another Frasier reference. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and open it up. Now, what I want you to do is
I want
you to stick your nose right in it. Cliff, I'll give you the first holiday smell.
Oh, the last time you gave me the first holiday smell, I didn't smell right for a week.
Put your nose right in it.
That's all good.
Oh, that's aromatic.
So, the gentlemen have been nice enough. So, I'm going to have my first holiday pipe of the season. I'm only going to have my pipe... Between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's a short window.
Just a little holiday stuff, and then, you know, I got the family now. But they're not in the house. I mean, studio.
Yeah, the studio.
Yes, the studio. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pack my first pipe of the season.
Speaking of
using a pipe I purchased last year for myself.
Oh, yeah.
My apple bottom pipes.
Oh, it's an apple bottom?
It's an apple. I think.
Apple bottom.
Oh, it's a pot. I think it's a pot.
Oh, okay.
Several different pipe shapes.
Oh, nice.
And if you're into pipe shapes, may I suggest the book?
Which most people are.
This is really getting the views.
Pipe shape my life.
Really getting the views. Really, really getting the
Exhibit.
Views. It's a brown cover. It's a brown, thin cover. It's a brown, thin one.
Sounds like me.
I purchased this book my freshman year at Berkeley in Boston. In 1997, I purchased this.
Those were the days.
From that bookstore. I don't think it was Newberry. It might have been connected to Newberry. Called The Pipe Smoker.
Man, you were old in college.
Yeah, I was smoking pipes since high school. In fact, I'm so old and such a douche that I used to smoke my pipe in the Olive Garden.
Oh, what?
You know, I used to have smoking sections back in the day, so I'd smoke. I'd get a little shitty pasta, Hey, fine company.
That's definitely old.
So this goes through all the different pipe shapes. Of course, you could just Google pipe shapes and they'll give you one image. Great book. Yeah, that's kind of random. But, you know, I probably bought this week 25 years ago. You know, I bought it probably November. You know? Maybe I'm. Anyway. I
can't believe that much time has passed.
I know. I mean, I went to Berkeley in 1997. You know, and our audience is between the ages of 25 and 45, so.
Oh, it tells you?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, you should know this, since you do that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and Cliff is going to bring up a topic while I go ahead and lightly pack. Oh, how you pack a pipe, by the way. Now, I got this because it's all about comfort, how it fits.
Is there a ream? Do you ream it?
Yeah, so you want to clean it up. Yeah, so you could take a pipe tool. Mm. Oh, are you coming up with content? Is that what you're doing?
Mm. So here's me with a good time. I like to get reamed.
So it basically, this is to poke the long, is to go through the stem.
Yeah,
to clean
you
it.
Do. Yeah, you do.
This kind of blade-looking thing is to scoop out the side of the tobacco. Now, trick is,
I'm gonna go
once
that
black carbon or whatever builds up on there, you don't want to scrape it down to the wood. You just want to remove the excess. But you actually have to break in a pipe. And then this is the tamper.
It?
Yeah, so when you first buy a pipe, you don't pack a full of tobacco and smoke a full bowl. What you want to do is you want to pinch in, you want to do a quarter, and you smoke that, and then you wait a couple of days, let it dry, and then you do a half, and then you give it a couple, and then you take the tobacco out, let it dry. So it's just like
you're
a
letting pan. The oils from the
naturally, and then what'll happen is that this will be very light color when you buy it, and then as you smoke it, it turns darker here. You'll see on top, it'll often get. Yeah, the flame, and you can wipe that down.
Okay.
A lot of pipes made from briar, fun fact.
Yep.
Mm. They also make a great ice cream.
Wow, go ahead, UNT. I do the pinch. So you pinch the first layer in so it doesn't block the hole and pulls through. And as you put more and more in, you can use a tamper. I just use my finger.
Oh, tamping. That's the one I was thinking of.
Man, this guy's holiday is full of fingering and fisting. It's just, he'll catch what I've been putting down to pop those in.
I've been hearing you.
The thing is, pipe and the pleasantness is better than cigarettes. I prefer someone smoking a nice pipe. Even better than cigars. It's Christmassy in a way. Or like hookah.
Happy holidays.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
I did work at a small gaming store back in 2006, 2007. I am disabled, recognized by the state of Arkansas, but also the United States government. There's that. Now, the downside of that is I am extremely depressed. So there's some mental health issues that we bring to the table. And then physically, I am morbidly obese. I have no references, no work history,
check,
and no education. Uh-huh. And when you Google my name, you might see rumors that I beat my ex-wife and I'm also a pedophile. Should mention I'm also a pedophile.
Okay. What's the nature of your felony?
Aggravated assault.
How old is it?
About 2 years.
Okay, so Cliff, that's what's on when you're swiping, that's what you swipe.
The crazy thing though is like, for that guy to be morbidly obese disabled, how would he be able to assault someone?
Hey.
You just sit on him.
That's true.
You just sit on the other individual.
I find that the Golden Girls is a great litmus test for judging exactly where you are in the adult male aging process. In 1985, I looked at the cast of the Golden Girls and I thought, hi, look at those grandmas. In 1995, hey, look at those grandmas. 2005, hey, look at those grandmas. 2023, I see the Golden Girls. And I think there are at least two people in that photograph that I would fuck.
And it's probably not B. Arthur.
Yeah, it's probably not.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Although I did once sell a guitar, a Celtic guitar that, what's her name there? Maud, B. Arthur had signed.
Oh, really?
I randomly purchased it at a thrift store. And,
Yeah. So. But just remember that, like, when you're looking at those women in that picture, they're like between 55 and 60. They're not that old.
Yeah.
Well, they were younger than that.
Yeah.
I was like 51.
Dang, I'm close to a golden girl already.
They're where J-Lo is now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see
they look different.
The Ben Affleck slamming the door? Yeah, he is like, I've had enough of you.
That's going to be the rest of his life.
Yeah, poor best.
Well, he fucked up. And he can kiss my dick. And if I get the chance, he's going to.
Okay.
Jackson, you all right, though?
I'm all right. Car's tore up.
I'll kick ass tomorrow, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Huh.
Is that a threat, or
well, for some people, it's
better?
A threat.
Is it making the situation better? Like, you fucked up my car, so I'm going to fuck you in the ass?
Well, it's kissed my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was a
record. Well, that's how it starts.
Well, yeah, generally.
You know, perfect your dick kissing. That's what
only
because
if you put it in cold.
Chuck me, spank me, pull my hair.
It can be...
shocking. Oh, God.
Oh. I'd love to fuck you if there wasn't so much dick in the way.
Ah, so there's this... a little ride you can do. It's on the edge of a cliff that goes down about 8 miles. Not related to M&M, the delicious Mars candy. But if you go ahead and watch this person enjoying the ride. Yeah, it looks fun to me. Look at him go. Oh,
I'll see you later.
Okay, have a wonderful time.
Oh, God.
This is the closing of Jimmy Kimmel.
That's brutal.
Hey, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine.
I thought the actual ride was rough.
That's literally my worst
You would throw up
fear.
On that for sure.
That's my worst.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But 100%. That's my worst fear on, like, carny rides, you know?
Got a slightly modified Geo Metro.
Oh, there it is.
This thing's got 3 speeds, here, there, and gone. It's got the power of infinity and beyond. You hear what I'm saying? It goes 0 to 60 in 2 point eventually. You know what I'm saying?
It's so funny what people spend their money on. You're like, why?
Yeah, that's not recoupable.
Cars are supposed to get you from point A to point B. But then here, there, everywhere, that does sound good.
And it looks like he's selling hot dogs out of that. Doesn't it look like the thanks for being pulled
up? Oh, my God. Is this the hotel again where I get in trouble for not opening the lid enough?
Yeah. I do love me some hot dogs.
Nope.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Okay, so it was a hard, hard turn.
Is he
on
like
that.
A newscaster? He switched from one story to the middle?
I bet he's a politician.
Yeah,
right?
he's like forgetting that he's not supposed to be enjoying.
Were they having sex with crocodiles?
I don't think so.
Crocodile Dundee?
There are so many proclivities.
Like the website MILF Hunter.
That's not a knife.
Which is an old video game in which an old woman drives. Remember that, Hunter? Remember that?
It was Spy Hunter.
Spy Hunter, and they had the Peter Gunn theme.
Yeah.
Were they flipping it over to find out if it's an alligator or a crocodile?
Blind people listening to Where's Waldo audiobook. Okay.
You guys doing a bit, right?
Should it.
All right.
A man with a broken bass drum. A man dropping his trumpet. A woman in a yellow tank top. A woman in a green collared shirt. Waldo.
There.
A man with a white...
Stupid.
Got him.
That was stupid. I don't want to close on somebody else's comedy, but that's pretty good.
Do you remember those books? They were all over, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I lost it.
The sound of a Peterbilt 379 coming to a stop.
Oh, that's pretty good.
This was another holiday episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis, and I am that Brian Sturgis. Happy Thanksgiving. Listen. At Brian Sturgis, at Cliff Beach, at Cliff Beach Music. Oh, this Apple, this has really got me going. And at Symphony Hall Music. Listen, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time. And we will see you next Tuesday.